This is Alanetta running south down 14th Street near Pennsylvania Avenue.
There's been a lot of breaking news over the years. In 2000, mass protests outside the IMF and World Bank meetings.
Here comes the crowd, and there go the bottles.
In 1991, the Mount Pleasant riots.
They're throwing them high into the air like mortar rounds, going high into the air and down towards the police. Oh, here comes the tear gas. They're firing tear gas now. And here comes the crowd. A tear gas canister just in front of me.
And of course, September 11th, 2001.
Pretty dramatic picture we're looking at right now. Fire in one of the World Trade Center towers in New York City. We don't know the cause of this fire.
We have some indication of fire and smoke at the Pentagon right now. WTOP's Neil Augenstein. Neil, are you... can you tell us what you see at the Pentagon now?
Mike, can you hear me? Mike?
Yes, I can. Neil Augenstein, you're live on the air. Tell us what you see at the Pentagon.
Okay, I'm standing right on, 395, right by the Boundary Channel Drive exit, looking across to the Pentagon, seeing heavy, heavy smoke.
We continue to follow the events in Montgomery County. Five murders in just 16 hours, apparently at random.
And Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Booth says it's probably a skillful shooter, and that heightens their security and their awareness about all of this and their concern.
Tensions are very, very high in Bowie, where a 13-year-old boy has been shot and critically injured in front of Benjamin Tasker Middle School.
Breaking news from WTOP.
Two people sought by police in connection with the sniper investigation are now under arrest this morning in Frederick County. We have very fast developing details on this fluid story in WTOP's.
Nobody really pays close attention and punching a clock and what time we come and go, we get the job done.
Mike McMurdy is the news and programming director.
And when the fit hits the shan, everybody really kicks in and it's like on autopilot. And that's when we're really at our best, when there's breaking news.
With 50 years of top news, I'm Neil Augenstein.